The first thing we do after calling create window is to check if the returned hwind is valid. If it is zero, then something went wrong, and we post a message box informing the user and exit the program. On the other hand, if create window was successful, then we can proceed to step 5 and show and update the window. Finally, once that is done, we are ready to enter the message loop and wait for messages. Recall that when a message is extracted from the queue, the window procedure will be automatically called to handle the message. And that is all for this program. If you typed it incorrectly, you should be able to compile and run it.